So this is the 3 months time frame of NZD USD. Now NZD USD on the 3 months time frame, we have the upper zone, the mid-range zone, and then the lower zone. There's continuous level of buy pressure from the support level, which is what moving price to the upside strongly when contact is made. So we know that this buy pressure is definitely going all the way up to at least make contact required. It previous what resistance level. But how are we going to be able to pick what buy opportunities which will take price all the way to this resistance level? That's what we're going to find out as we take you to the various time frames together. So first, and so NZD USD, let's go all the way to the monthly and add more money. Okay, so this is the monthly time frame of NZD USD. Now NZD USD on the monthly time frame, let's put median into it as well. On the monthly, we have the monthly part mid range. What happened on the monthly? Price has also been able to break above the monthly wide resistance level here to the upside, meaning the buyers are in control and they are definitely going to be more buy pressure from here to push price all the way up, because we have a free range to go all the way to the upside. Alright, so we also understand from the monthly that price will go up because it's looking about resistance level. Let's take it again to the weekly time frame and add more meaning. Okay, so this is also the weekly time frame of NZD USD. Now NZD USD on the weekly, we have the weekly upper and then the weekly lower. What has happened on the weekly time? On the weekly, we saw that price made a push, retest as higher low, went up again, made another push, another retest, giving us what double confirmation here. It has gone all the way up for what? More push to the upside, and it has gone back to what? To the what? To the resistance we here. So we are expecting buy pressure to move from here to the upside. So NZD USD, I'm expecting price to pick buy pressure from this one resistance level as support now to go all the way to the upside. But how would my buying opportunity coming from here to the upside? Let's go all the way to the daily time frame to find out what exactly is going on the daily. Alright, so this is also the daily time frame of NZD USD. Now NZD USD on the daily time frame, let's take our time and analyze this area very, because this area is very, very crucial. If you look at NZD USD on the daily, this area was what? Sell pressure, which became buy pressure and buy pressure here. So we are expecting what? Buy pressure from this level to move price all the way to the upside. And according to the daily, this is what? A daily push, which gives us a higher high. This is a daily exhaustion, which gives us a higher low. So we are expecting buy pressure to come in and move price all the way to the upside. So NZD USD, this is exactly where we are looking for a selling opportunity to buy, our buying opportunity to what? To move price or to buy all the way to the upside in that manner. So how are we going to be able to buy from here to the upside on NZD USD? Let's find out as we take it again to the 4 hour time frame. Alright, so this is the 4 hour time frame of NZD USD, and this is exactly how we are going to pick our entry to the upside. So if you look at NZD USD on the 4 hour time, what do you see? We have the 4 hour mid range zone. Press the downtrend on the 4 hour. Lower low, lower high, equal low, equal high, and price has dropped back to what? The equal low level again. Now remember, this is what? The daily higher low, and this is the daily higher high. So this area is where we are expecting buyer pressure to move price all the way to the upside. Now, we can buy in 2 ways. The first one is aggressive, the second one is conservative. Why? This area is what? It's a support level. First touch, second touch, and this is the third touch, giving us what? A triple bottom. You understand? A triple bottom over here. Now at triple bottom, we can wait for a candle confirmation, be it a bullish engulfing candle, signal pin bar or Morningstar, then we can buy all the way to the upside. So if we are able to buy on triple bottom over here, our first TP is going to be at the 4 hour resistance level, because the 4 hour resistance level can bring the market down again. Okay, so if you manage to pick what first entry here on candle confirmation, TP on the CA. But if you don't manage to pick any entry here and then price goes all the way up, breaks above this one resistance level to give us a higher high, and then higher low. What do we do? We also wait for candle confirmation and we buy all the way to the upside. So you see the 2 ways there we're going to buy NZD USD. First one is here, which is very aggressive on candle confirmation. Second entry is also going to be here. So if you miss this entry, you can expect this entry as well. So that's it also for what NZD USD. So that's it for today, guys. Thank you for coming in and watching me again do my pre-market analysis. Peace, stay classy and pre-classy. But remember, if you're watching me on TikTok, Make sure you go to my profile. The link of my Telegram channel is below my profile. Click on it and join. If you're also watching me here on YouTube, make sure you go to the description of the video. The link of my Telegram channel is there. Click and join. Receive signals each and every week. If you're also looking for the best course and mentor to speed the game, I got you covered. My contact, everything is in the description. Message me and let's talk about it. Peace. Stay classy, free classy, guys. I'm out.